The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
One of the first things that comes to mind when you're hungry and you're thinking about, let's have an affordable steak this evening, you might be familiar with Aston's. I would describe Aston's as really value for money.
Yeah, very popular brand. Yeah. The first time I encountered a restaurant, there were long queues outside.
Long queues, yeah.
And still long queues until today, I believe, in many places. But now Aston's runs 11 F&B brands under its name and 35 outlets worldwide.
Wow. Well, they have also diversified beyond just serving affordable Western food with ventures like Japanese cuisine and even a fried chicken joint. I'm there. Well, hungry boy.
You haven't had breakfast, have you?
I have not.
Okay, well, although Aston's established a name for itself here in Singapore as a local F&B outlet, it has very humble beginnings. And, of course, to tell us more about how he grew his business from a one-man coffee shop, believe it or not, to an international brand and the challenges we are facing in the F&B industry, Aston Soon, director of Aston's Food and Beverage Specialties. Good morning to you, Aston.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
We are hungry, Aston.
We are indeed. So now we know where
steak
Aston's
for breakfast
comes from.
Steak. It's another magical thing.
Steak and eggs.
Exactly.
Actually, Aston, how do you like your steak? Medium rare, well done, medium well?
Well, I prefer the steak to be medium rare.
Medium rare.
Wow.
Very nice. Well done.
There is a new thing called... I forgot. I'll tell you again. It's between medium well and medium rare.
Some kind of a hybrid?
Yeah. I forgot what
medium
it's called. It's something I ordered recently.
Isn't medium well supposed to be the in-between of medium rare and well done?
So there's another in-between.
So there's...
Yeah.
We're food scientists.
It gets confusing. Anyway, Aston's. Let's talk about your journey first, Aston. So you started out as a dishwasher, and then tell us the story. What's your journey like?
Well, it all sets me back in 1988. I don't really like schooling, and I find my enjoyment and satisfaction working part-time in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first time when I get a job in the restaurant, I know nothing about F&B. And the first job I got in is actually dishwashing and being a waiter. And of course, anything that the manager asks you to do, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Something to be proud of, really.
Well,
because you've grown from that into your own brand.
Well, I guess the early entry to F&B during that time really helps me a lot in understanding what F&B is all about, the hardship, you know, and also to deal with different situations. Yeah, I think that is a very good supplement to my official studies.
Right. Yeah, of course. And in 2005, you borrowed $35,000 from friends and family to open Aston Specialties, one-man coffee shop stall off East Coast Road. I remember going there. Here's the interesting part. You only needed 6 months to break even. How did you do this? I mean, I'm sure there were challenges, but was it easy getting this $35,000 first of all?
Oh, first of all, I have to say a very big thank you to the people who trust me, especially my friends and my family members. And going into the business, I really think of just moving forward. And with that funds in hand, and I have already a plan, and I just execute it as what I have laid out. And very luckily, I have to say and thank you to all the people, all the customers that actually supported us from day one. I think that is one of the very big push. And business just developed along the way. It got better and better, and then we literally not aware that we are actually swimming to a bigger sea, you know, into the ocean.
Funny, because you started near East Coast.
Which is a good thing if you're not aware you're swimming into something bigger, because there's no fear, right? You don't know what's ahead of you. You just keep going and growing.
I think at that point of time, the passion is overwhelming. And when you see that the customers are actually happy with the food, and then especially the price, and they come to give you a pat on the shoulder, and then you just feel that you don't think of anything else. You just want to do it better and better each day.
And that's what passion does. This is the secret word that you brought up there, Aston. So, okay, after that, so you swam into a bigger ocean, and what happened next? You became a restaurant starting with a 10-man staff. How was the transition like from a coffee shop stall to a restaurant?
Well, I have to say in the coffee shop stall is very challenging, because from the beginning, you know, funds is limited, and then it's a one-man show because I can't literally employ too many people.
Okay.
So practically starting from 18 hours a day of work.
Wow.
I know how that feels.
Yeah, when we get into a restaurant space, it's also by chance. From then, we are able to, I mean, the business is already there, so we are able to recruit more hands to help. So that is a different level of management. Like when you manage it just by yourself, and when you start managing a team of people, the game change.
You know, good teamwork really stems down from, first of all, good leadership. Could you share with us some important lessons or words of advice when it comes to good leadership?
Well, I think leadership, sometimes I felt you have to be very, very aware of everything.
Okay.
You know, from the things that you're doing, from the staff, from the people, and even from the food that you're dealing with, and how you set a good example. And I think not just having expectations, but also have to learn with failures. And you need to actually have a very good bonding with the people that you are working around with. Now, playing the listening ear is sometimes you discover a big thing. You know?
That's a challenge on its own already.
Well, another challenge that a lot of us here in Singapore are facing, of course, and speaking of being a good leader, is the labor shortage in Singapore. When you have it already, how do you keep them employed?
Well, we are trying our very best each day to make things better. So we start with basically giving them the right things to do, the right job, put them at the right position. And of course, we want to develop them. They come in without experience or they come in with some experience, it doesn't matter. So we will try our very best to develop them. And also, you have to make sure that there is a sense of belonging. When a person feel that he's been cared for, he's been watched, he's taken care of, I think that is very important.
This morning, we're chatting with Aston Soon, Director of Aston's Food and Beverage Specialties. Timothy Goh is still trying to remember the term for between medium rare and medium well.
It's a relatively new term, and I learned this after ordering a 700-gram steak when I was in the U.S. So, yeah, and that's the way I do my steak.
And you finished the 700-gram.
I finished it. Oh, it melts in your mouth. When a steak is good, it melts in your mouth.
Ask them, what would you call the in-between of medium rare and medium well? Medium good, medium awesome.
Wow, it's quite straightforward. It's medium.
Actually, that's true.
Okay, that works.
Actually, that's true. Can I have steak medium? All right, Aston, from a one-man stall to a global F&B brand, let's talk about how you're constantly aiming to offer quality, value for money, and you're a part of Singapore's competitive F&B market. So how do you keep those prices affordable? There's always a new stall popping up every week.
Well, we have very good relationship with our suppliers.
Okay.
And we are constantly on the lookout for good price materials. And of course, I mean, with the inflation in operating costs, I would say we have to streamline our operation in order to maintain the kind of selling price that we have. Well, there's really nothing much we can do about the food cost.
But how do you streamline your operation cost without affecting everything else down the line? Because when you do that, your staff will feel the cutbacks and start thinking that, okay, we're saving here and there. And, you know, first thing that will be affected will be the people working for you.
Oh, that is a very, very critical point. You see, when we streamline the operation, that means that we actually redesign the work process, all right, and how to increase the productivity of every individual and showing them the way. And I guess you have to make it straightforward and not too complicated.
So when you talk about bringing up productivity, right, then your staff tells you you're being paid to do three people's jobs. Then what do you tell them?
Well, I guess there's always a small pool of people that will compare, or rather you would say calculative, you know. Well, I would say then we have not done enough to make them feel that they are at home.
Ah, okay. I'm going to write that down. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about keeping standards. Having gone to several Astons, and there are many around Singapore, the food quality tastes the same. Do your staff follow a standard recipe? Do they have some level of free play? How do you maintain that standard?
Well, when it comes to this part, it's quite rigid in the sense that we have a standard recipe and a standard operating procedures.
Okay.
And everyone in the brand will have to comply to that.
All right.
Okay. Let's talk about this, something very interesting to me as well. Andy's by Aston's, the halal version of Aston's specialty restaurants. Why did you branch off to halal version? I want to get your take on this.
Okay. We have constantly getting feedbacks from our Muslim friends that why don't you have Astons to be halal? You know, so I was pondering on this, and after some time, I find a conclusion. And I thought to maintain the American kind of Western food, you need to have some ribs, pork ribs, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be good to separate that and create a new brand that targeted without the ribs and the beers.
And the customer growth for Andes by Aston, how has it been since you established the halal version?
Well, we have very strong support from our customers, and it's going very well, and we hope to make it better.
Aston, you established in the year 2005, and that means you have gone through the global financial crisis. You survived that. You're here today going strong. Now there's talk of a potential economic slowdown. Mm-hmm. How is Aston's preparing itself? And are there any lessons learned from the last round about 10 years ago?
Well, I guess we start off with the mass market in mind.
Okay.
And when you have economic crisis, probably you lose some market share, but then it's still a huge market for us. Yeah. Unlike if you're a fine dining restaurant, so you're very expensive restaurants, and when it comes to financial crisis, you tend to have a bigger impact.
Yeah.
So I would say if your price, I mean, if you're targeting the mass market, the financial crisis may not, may not, you know, create such a big impact. Yeah. So after all, everybody got to eat every day.
Yeah, so true. The price-sensitive consumer who wants to go for a slab of steak will still know where to go for value.
What about sustainability and all this talk about, especially on the back of Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong's National Day rally, you talk about sustainability, trying to climate change and whatnot. What steps is Aston taking with regard to that?
Well, sustainable in terms of, I'm not very sure which direction you're pointing to.
You're looking at maybe, let's say, use of plastics or takeaway packaging.
Or even this global campaign of encouraging people to eat less meat.
Okay.
Vegetarian version.
Okay. All right. For plastics-wise, in fact, our establishments, we have stopped serving drinks with straws.
Okay.
The straws is quite harmful to the environment. And then for plastic bags, we are now looking at paper bags instead of plastic
right.
bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good effort.
So we are trying, we take note of this, and we're trying in every ways to make sure that we can, you know, comprehend this subject without too much of a cost increase.
Sure.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what I thought about. If you get rid of your plastic bags and your straws and the lids for your cover, if for takeout, you're actually lowering your cost as well. Because if you put straws there, even if you put a sign that says, you know, be environmentally friendly, most people will still take the straws.
We removed the straw completely.
That's a good thing. Yeah, we're looking at
straw-free restaurant.
Yeah, every restaurant should be straw-free restaurant. I think. As a start, the first step. What are you looking out ahead in the future for Aston's here in Singapore and for your global operations as well?
Well, as you know, Aston's is actually born in Singapore, and then we have a challenge that is to bring this brand, this food offering at this unique price, to as many parts of the world as possible.
Okay.
So we are constantly exploring where we can go. And in fact, we have outlets in Myanmar and in Malaysia, and we are looking at Philippines and the rest. So we are constantly looking at ways to penetrate the different markets.
And how are you operating a business in all those markets you mentioned, Thailand, Myanmar, Philippines, will have their own different set of challenges. Are you prepared for that?
Well, we have one very big experience years back in China, and we have to be very careful when we go into a new territory. There's a lot of understandings, really a lot of understandings, and particularly very critical is the culture. Yeah, because the culture of eating, the culture of food, you know, and cultural spending and lifestyle all plays a very big role.
Aston Soon, Director of Aston's Food and Beverage Specialties, having a conversation with us. Aston, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.